Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Joe Grace. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bobo Newsom. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. And now, play ball. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. QL reaches second base with a double. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spence. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Michaels applying the tag. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grace. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hayes trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to second. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom bunts towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Hitchcock moves to third. Early moves to second. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to home to get Hitchcock. Early moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tucker for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. Vernon reaches third base with a triple. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. Travis hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vernon scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hayes strikes out. two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Early hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-0 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grace is hit by the pitch. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Grace moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lodigiani bunts towards third. Travis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Travis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Early hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Grace hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy who is chasing the ball. Grace reaches third base with a triple. Newsom goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Senators. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grace scores. It's 3-0, Senators. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Pretty moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lewis scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Senators. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL juggles the ball. That's an error on QL. Pretty moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Ralph Hamner now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Early hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Early reaches second base with a double. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Grace hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Early scores. Newsom moves to third. It's 5-0, Senators. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pretty is hit by the pitch. Gil Torres pinch runs for Jerry Pretty. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gil Torres now playing second base. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen pinch hits for Ralph Hamner. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Travis hits a line drive into left field. Kennedy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kennedy. Travis moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Early hits a pop-up towards third. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Travis scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Senators. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. QL strikes out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.